I spoke with Dylan LeBlanc about his new album. It's called Pastimes, and it's covers of songs that have inspired him. I told him that as I started listening to the album, I pictured the young Dylan learning these songs and being influenced by them in some very deeply personal way. And I started wondering, as he was developing as a musician and a songwriter, was music more a communal experience for him or a more solitary activity?
Growing up, it was more of a solitary activity. It was communal in the sense that my family was in the music business, as my father was a songwriter in Nashville, but I didn't get to spend a lot of time with him at a young age because he was busy and he was touring a lot himself with other bands, and he was also constantly in the studio. So music to me was something that I always really loved, and it was deeply personal to me, I guess, from the very beginning. My mother always said that when we were in the car, this was before car, you know, nobody cared about car seats, and I would sit in the floorboard of the car while she was driving, and I would press my ear up to the radio. And she said, you were just mesmerized with it. I knew that you were going to be a musician. I knew you loved music, even as a baby. It was just something that I always felt in my heart. It was deeply moving, this experience. And it was also deeply solitary in ways of me writing and learning how to write my craft. I just sort of listened to my favorite artists and tried to write songs like they did. I mean, I think that's how everybody does it. You just have to do it.
So that love of music pretty early on was a desire to write your own?
Yeah, I was fascinated with the songwriting part of it. And one of the things that did help me is that I was told when I was about 10, I really started to take an interest in writing songs. And I would always write poetry and stuff in school. But, you know, my father, like I said, was a songwriter. And I remember he told me the thing about the bands that I loved, like Led Zeppelin and The Doors and The Who. I was always obsessed with classic rock, especially when I was young. And I loved Prince and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. But he was always talking about how they were songwriters before they were anything. And that the song is the most important thing. And you can't cheat the grind of just sitting down and writing a lot of songs. That's how you get good at becoming a songwriter. And that's what they did. And that's what everyone before you has to do and everyone after. It's a practice, and you always practice at it. I thought that was really good advice. It's like doctors practice medicine and lawyers practice law. Well, songwriters are constantly practicing the art of songwriting. You're never going to write that one. It's like you feel as your opus. Maybe other people feel that way, but you won't ever feel that way. You will always feel like there's one more out there that you could do that would be really great, and you're always searching for that one.
I wanted to talk about your cover of Gentle on My Mind. And the way you talk about that song, you probably feel that John Hartford wrote that one. But if you had written it, you wouldn't have felt that way, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's such an amazing song. To me, that's his magnum opus, whatever you want to say. That's his masterpiece. But I mean, he wrote so many other great songs that I love, too. But that one was, you know, a family song. That was a song that my grandmother and my grandfather listened to all the time. And they really loved each other. You know, he died in the mid-90s, but she bought him a nice guitar. When he got out of the Marines, he just had this little Sears Roebuck guitar, not very good. And he had a chord book. And she said, you know, we're going to go get you a Gibson. I'm going to buy you a songbook. So they bought a Gibson on time, a Gibson Classical 1961. And that was the first song that he learned to play on that classical. And he three-finger picked really, really well. He could, I guess that's where I get it from, because my dad is not a three-finger picker, but my granddad was, and he loved that style of guitar playing. He was really good at it. So they bought that guitar, and that was one of the first songs that he learned how to play on that guitar. And it was always played at parties and gatherings. They said, you know, Jim was his name, and they said, Jim, play Gentle on My Mind. And my grandmother's always asking me, when are you going to record Gentle on My Mind? So I wanted to make it special, and I've always loved that song. And I always heard strings on the song. You know, there aren't any strings on the actual recordings of it, neither John Hartford nor Glenn Campbell. But I thought, man, that song, a song like that, is just begging for strings. And so I called my friends in Nashville that were really amazing string players, and we put strings on it. So beautiful. I love that song.
It's a very mature song for a kid to latch onto. Do you know what it was that spoke to you, other than that you'd hear your grandfather play it?
I've always been a bit of a nomad. I've always liked travel, and the character in that song, I always related to it because I've never felt at home anywhere although home is everywhere for a person like me, even if I wasn't a touring musician and even if I wasn't a songwriter, I would still probably get in my car and with $20 in my pocket and work odd jobs for gas money. I'm just that kind of guy. I love to be going somewhere. I like to be on the move and I like that lifestyle. And I always did. And even when I was 16, the moment that my stepfather gave me his old car. And after that, I dropped out of high school and I took off and I was gone. So I just always thought, what a romantic character that song was. And then that he's always missing someone is another thing that I'm very familiar with, being separated from my family a lot. Even when I was young, my father lived in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And my mother lived in Shreveport. And when I moved with him for 4 years, I lived there in Muscle Shoals as a young kid. And I always missed my mom and my family. So I don't know, a lot of missing someone. And throughout my entire life, you become accustomed to it. It never really gets any easier, but you just get used to that kind of ache.
I'm kind of thinking you're a romantic because until I talked to you, when I would listen to Gentle on My Mind, it seemed to me that he preferred to be untethered. I'm glad I can leave you and miss you and you're not going to bug me.
I think that is what it's about. But I think it's also about keeping his muse pure and keeping it just that, his muse. And then when he leaves, it feels more pure to him when he's unattached to someone or place or thing. And I can kind of relate to that.
Speaking of becoming happily tethered to something, you became a father just a few weeks ago, right?
I did. Yeah. I'm in Norway right now. My girlfriend lives here and my daughter lives here with her. And I live here when I'm not in America working. This is where I am when I don't have anything to do.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, she's so beautiful and so perfect. And I'm not a religious person, but I definitely said a little prayer on the day she was born that she would come out okay and everything would be all right. And whatever's out there heard it because everything went real smooth. And I was really happy. And she's amazing. I never thought I'd be a father, you know. And when you look at your child for the first time, and all the cliches that people say, they really are true. And everything just kind of fades away. And all of a sudden, you feel that purpose that people talk about that I didn't really understand before, that I'm not sure I even had. And everything you do with a different intention. When she was born, time kind of split. When there was the before Dylan, and then there's the after Dylan. So definitely, it's changed me on a fundamental level.
When I was told you're in Norway, I thought you were on tour now. Talk about missing someone when you do go on tour. This is going to be a big miss.
Yeah, this one's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard to leave her. And her mama is real sweet and really understanding. And she's such a good mom. I couldn't have found a better partner to raise a child with. I'm luckier than I deserve. There's no doubt about that.
You've talked about struggling with alcohol. You once said, everything about my entire life has been me messing up and having to reflect on that. And I started wondering, when I hear you talk about Gentle on My Mind, that desire to be untethered, is part of it escaping from reflecting?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's been my life so far. I was always running away from something. And I did struggle with it for a long time. But I think the problem wasn't necessarily alcohol or drugs. I think as more as it was with me and where I came from. And I always wanted to leave my hometown. And I always had that. There was a lot of pain growing up that I just couldn't wait to get away from. It's like that old saying, pain doesn't live anywhere but you. You can't run from it. There's nowhere you can go. You can go to the ends of the earth. There it is. It exists within you. And you have to find your way through it if you want to escape it.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. Me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm that shackle by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you a virgin on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now. Something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. Just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find you moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. And for hours you're just gentle on my mind. In the clotheslines, the junkyards and the highways come between us. Some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and there was gone. Well, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind.
Dylan LeBlanc. I always loved Gentle on My Mind, and hearing him talk about what it meant to him really made me love the song all the more. He will be playing for WMNF's 42nd birthday next Saturday at the Palladium. To attend, you have to wear a mask and provide proof of either full vaccination or a negative COVID test result. But if you'd rather listen from home, tune into HD2 on the WMNF app for free, and you can hear it that way too.